While alcohol is usually a fixture of most political fundraisers, there will be no wine or cocktails at events focused on the marijuana initiative. The opposition group Big Marijuana, Big Mistake is hosting its first fundraiser tonight, and the only beverages available will be
delicious lemonade, sparkling waters, all kinds of, fun pop and soda.
Deborah Williams is the former Democratic Party chair, and she's co-hosting the event alongside former governors Frank Murkowski and Bill Sheffield. Because the ballot initiative they're fighting would allow the sale of marijuana, organizers decided weeks ago that they should make the event substance-free.
Former State Representative Alice Hanlight recommended that we make this event alcohol-free, and we all enthusiastically agreed.
But the group didn't originally make that clear that their event was going to be dry. On Tuesday morning, sponsors of the initiative sent out a press release advising people who attend the fundraiser to exercise caution if offered alcohol, because research has concluded that it is more harmful than marijuana. The campaign to regulate marijuana like alcohol also pointed out that Murkowski received nearly $20,000 in political contributions from the alcohol industry during his last decade in the U.S. Senate. Williams believes that was uncalled for and described implications of hypocrisy and the attack on Murkowski as nasty. But Chris Rempert, who is the political director for the pro-marijuana campaign, still believes the criticism of his opponents is merited, even if they're not serving hard drinks at their event.
Alcohol is frequently a major part of political events, and since their invitation was touting refreshments, and since the event is being hosted by an alcohol-friendly governor like Murkowski, we felt it was important to convey the message.
For their part, the campaign to regulate marijuana like alcohol does not plan on serving alcohol at any future events they host.